2. It was the dark of the moon. The lights of the cage area had been turned out. The sentry had been told to stay elsewhere. Brown Limper sat on the ground. Turl crouched close to the bars. Lars Thorensen, using a tiny masked light to occasionally resort to his dictionary, sat between them. Their voices were very low. There must be no possibility of any of this being overheard. Tonight was the big one. Turl's claws twitched, and little surges of energy ran through him. This conference was so important, its successful outcome so vital to his plans, he was having trouble breathing. Yet he must sound indifferent, casual, helpful, a new word he had learned. Conflicting impulses had to be sealed off, such as reaching through the bars, which he had de-electrified, unbeknownst to them, by using the inside remote control hidden in the stones. The pleasure of tearing them with claws was very, very subordinate to what he was attempting tonight. He made himself tensely concentrate on the business at hand. Brown Limper was relating in whispers that he had succeeded in exposing blatant scandal in the council. He had taken each of the four other senior mayors aside and shown them certain recordings, and they had realized their conduct was a total violation of their own laws. Each had looked at himself performing perversions he had recently been introduced to by the Brigante women, as many as four women at a time, and had agreed with shame that he was a potential disgrace to the government. Lars had trouble finding shame in the Sacklo dictionary, but at last discovered it in the archaic section as an old Hockner word, obsolete. A resolution appointed Brown Limper staffer executive for the council, assisted by the secretary, who could sign his name after much drilling, but who otherwise could not read. The entire authority of the council now reposed in one Brown Limper staffer as senior mayor planet, from here on out and forevermore as the most deserving and competent councilman. The others had packed and gone home. Brown Limper's word was now law for the whole planet. Turl would have thought some note of elation would be detectable. That was how he would have felt. He whispered an approval and a commendation on how statesmanlike this conduct was. But Brown Limper did not brighten.
"Is there something else I could help you with?" whispered Turl.
Brown Limper drew a long breath, almost a sigh of despair. He had drawn up a list of criminal charges against that Tyler.
"Good," said Turl in a very low voice. "You now have the power to handle him. Are they strong charges?"
"Oh, yes," whispered Brown Limper, brightening. "He interrupted a council-ordered removal of a tribe, kidnapped the coordinators, murdered some of the tribesmen, stole their goods, and violated their tribal rights."
"I should think," whispered Turl, "that that was serious enough."
"There's even more," said Brown Limper. "He ambushed a Sacklo convoy and mercilessly slaughtered it, gave no quarter, and stole their vehicles."
"You have proof of all this?" whispered Turl.
"Witnesses from the tribe are right here, and picto-recorder pictures of the ambush are being shown nightly at the academy right over there in the hills. Lars has made copies."
"I should think all that is more than adequate to bring about justice,"
said Turl. The word justice was another one they had to look up in the translations going back and forth.
"There's even more," said Brown Limper. "When he turned over the 2 billion galactic credits found at the compound, it was over 300 credits short. That's theft, a felony."
Turl gasped. He wasn't gasping at the shortage. He was gasping at 2 billion galactic credits. It made the coffins he supposed were in the cemetery on Sacklo mere kerbango change. He needed a few minutes to sort this out, and he told Lars he needed a fresh breathe gas cartridge for his mask. Lars got him one, not noticing the electrification switch had been reversed. Turl had to flip his remote, which he did in the nick of time to prevent an electrocution. As he fitted the new cartridges in place, Turl thought furiously.
"Old Numph? Must have been.
Why, the bumbling idiot wasn't so bumbling after all. He'd had other swindles going for 30 years, must be. 2 billion galactic credits. Suddenly, Turl updated his plans. He knew exactly what he could do with this. Those 2 billion were going into 3 or 4 sealed coffins marked radiation killed, so they never would be opened, and they were going to go right into his cemetery. He had had slightly less workable plans. He abandoned them, and a whole new panorama spread before him, one that not only could not fail, but also would be enormously profitable. All in a flash, he had things rearranged. A plan far safer than he had had, far more workable, no desperation in it. The close, dark conference got going again.
What, whispered Turl, is your problem really, then?
He knew what it was exactly. This idiot couldn't lay his paws on the animal Tyler. Brown Limper sagged once more.
It's one thing to have charges. It's quite another to get my hands on Tyler.
Said Turl, hoping he sounded very thoughtful and considerate. A new word Turl had looked up.
Let me see. The operating principle here is to attract him to the area.
This was just common security chief technology.
You can't go out and find him as he is elusive or too well protected, so the right thing to do is to lure him here, away from protection, and then pounce.
Brown Limper sat up with a sudden surge of hope.
What a brilliant idea!
The last time he was active here,
whispered Turl, keeping the twitches down to a minimum,
was when we did a transshipment firing. If another transshipment firing were done, and he knew about it, he would be here in a flash. Then you could pounce.
Brown Limper saw that clearly.
But, said Turl, you have another problem, too. He is using company property, company planes, company equipment. Now, if you personally owned all that, you would really have him on grand theft.
Brown Limper got lost. Lars repeated it and clarified it. Brown Limper couldn't quite grasp it.
And, whispered Turl, staying very calm, he is using the planet. Now, I don't know whether you know that the Intergalactic Mining Company paid the Imperial Cyclo government trillions of credits for this planet. It is company property.
Lars had to look up things in both the Cyclo and an old English dictionary to get across how much was a trillion, and then had to write it for Brown Limper. At last, Brown Limper could at least grasp that it was an awful lot of money.
But the planet, said Turl, is now mostly mined out.
This was a flagrant falsehood, but these two wouldn't know that. A planet wasn't mined out until you were almost through the crust to the liquid core.
It just so happens that it is now worth only a few billion credits.
It was still worth about 40 trillion. Crap, he'd sure have to cover his tracks on this one.
But it was brilliant. I am, whispered Turl, the resident agent and representative of the company, and authorized to legally dispose of its property.
What a lie! Oh, would he have to cover his tracks?
You realized that, of course. The animal Tyler did, which was why he kept me alive.
Oh, whispered Brown Limper. That had puzzled me. He's so bloodthirsty, I couldn't understand how he let you live when he murdered the Champcos that very same day.
Well, now you know his secret, said Turl. He himself was trying to negotiate with me to buy the Earth branch of Intergalactic Mining and the planet. That's why he feels he can go around using company equipment and stamping all over the globe. Of course, I wouldn't hear of it, knowing his bad character.
The last was another word Turl had looked up. Brown Limper was suddenly engulfed by the trap Tyler had set for him. For a moment, he felt the very earth he was sitting on was crumbling under him.
He knows where this 2 billion is? Asked Turl.
Yes,
whispered Brown Limper, tensely.
Good heavens, how blind he had been.
Tyler was going to buy the company and the planet, and what would happen to Brown Limper then? Turl had it all sized up.
But I wouldn't sell. Not to the animal Tyler. I was thinking of you.
Brown Limper whistled with relief. Then he looked around over his shoulders both ways and leaned forward, impatient at the delays of cross-translation.
Would you sell the company and the planet to me? I mean us?
Turl thought about it. Then he said,
It's worth more than $2 billion, but if I have it in cash and a few other considerations, I will do it.
Brown Limper had studied a lot of economics lately. He knew how to be cunning.
With a proper bill of sale?
Oh, yes, said Turl. The bill of sale would be legal as soon as signed, but it would have to be recorded on Cyclo as a formality.
Oh, devils, if he ever tried to record such a thing, if they even heard of it, they'd vaporize him the slow way. He pretended the last cartridge had been spent, and he bought time with another change. There was a condition where a planet was written off. The company never sold a planet. When one was abandoned, they had a weapon they used. Turl had already decided to destroy this planet. He'd already covered the ground. He got a grip on himself. Any bill of sale he signed would go up in smoke if he destroyed the planet. Good. It might take the company 2 years to counterattack. He had lots of time. Yes, he could safely sign a bogus bill of sale. Once more, the close huddle was going again.
To make such a concession, you would have to do the following. 1. Get my old office set up. 2. Let me work in there freely to calculate and build the console of a new transshipment rig. 3. Provide any and all needed supplies. And 4. Provide me with adequate protection and force at the firing itself.
Brown Limper was a little doubtful.
But I will have to take the $2 billion credits to the company offices on Cyclo, said Turl. I am no thief.
Brown Limper could appreciate that.
And I will have to record the deed of sale for both the planet and the company branch here for it to be totally legal, said Turl. I wouldn't want you holding an unrecorded deed. I want to be fair to you, too.
That was another word, fair, he had looked up.
Yes, said Brown Limper.
One could see he was leaning over backward to be fair and legal. He was still a little doubtful.
And if you have a bill of sale to the company, you own all the equipment and mine sites as well as the planet, and Tyler won't be permitted to fly about.
Brown Limper sat a little straighter. He began to get a little eager.
Also, continued Turl, you can let it be known through various channels that you are going to fire a shipment to Cyclo. And the moment he hears that, he'll be right over here and you've got him.
That did it. Brown Limper almost reached through the bars to shake hands on it until Lars reminded him they were electrified. He got up, restraining an impulse to jump about.
I'll draw up the deed, he said, too loud.
I'll draw up the deed, he whispered.
All your conditions are accepted. We will do exactly what you say.
He rushed off in the wrong direction to get to the ground car. Lars had to collect him and get him into it. Brown Limper had a wild look in his eyes.
Now we will see justice done,
Brown Limper kept repeating all the way back to Denver. Turl in his cage couldn't believe his luck. Laughs and twitches fought to take over. He had done it. And he would be, was, one of the richest Cyclos alive. Power, success, he had done it. But would he ever have to be sure this accursed planet went up in smoke? As soon as he left.